Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is brought to you in part by Rockies Marine, selling Yamaha four-stroke outboards from a 2.5-horsepower portable to the F-350 V8, all rated for ultra-low emissions, including the 4.2-liter V6, 225, 250, and 300-horsepower models. Yamaha's full four-stroke lineup, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 9 to 1, and on the web at rockiesmarine.com. 772-3949 or toll-free 800-478-3949. Tradio is also supported by Petersburg Properties, connecting buyers and sellers with local, residential, commercial, and remote property opportunities in Petersburg and Wrangell on the web at petersburgproperties.com.
A minute and a half after nine. It's time for Tradio. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing okay. How about you?
Great. Glad to be back here on the board for the show today. And it looks like we have folks who are ready to go. Oh, well, we had a call that was on line one, but they went away. What the heck?
Uh-oh.
Oh, man.
Call back.
Yes, please call back. And that number, 907-772-3808, 907-531-8049 are those numbers, and they heard what we had to say. We do have a caller on line two, however, so we're going to go ahead and head over to line two. Good morning. You are on Tradio. Hello.
Is this me?
That's
yes,
you.
It is, Joyce.
Oh, you got me back again. Okay. We had a big discussion this past week about the Sons of Bingo. The Sons of Bingo will continue to have halftime snacks.
Ah, okay. All right. I was wondering about that. Yeah. Okay.
The Sons appreciate anybody who wants to volunteer to bring a snack or a full-pledged dish to share with everyone at Bingo. And tonight's snack will be apple, butter, meatballs, and rice.
Ooh, okay.
The doors open at 5:30. Bingo starts at 6:30. Water and pop has a fee. Popcorn, coffee, and candy are free, and you must be 19 years old to play. So we will continue to have halftime snacks.
Okay. I'm sure lots of people are happy about that.
Yes.
I'm sure they are.
Definitely need a refuel in the middle of the games.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You, Joyce. Appreciate
okay.
it. All right. Oh, that was contested, huh? I hadn't heard about that.
Uh-huh.
Good to know. All right. Well, we got several calls on the line, and we're going to just kind of go in the order that they've come in, so... moving now to the caller on line one. You are on Tradio. Good morning.
Hi, Kristen Stewart. It's Sally calling from Sandy Beach Road.
Hi, Sally.
I had a couple things to talk about, and one of them is, I don't know who did it, but I'm really pleased to see those beautiful new streetlights going on Main Street.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
Stewart and I drove by this morning, and we looked at them, and they're gorgeous. I just didn't know they were happening. I didn't see any article in the paper saying they were going to replace them and make gorgeous ones come in or what, but they're there, and they're lovely. The second thing I wanted to do, I wanted to thank Coastal Bear for answering the pitiful pleas of all of Petersburg to please put beer bits back on the menu. I mean, you know, a year and a half without beer bits is a little hard. You don't always make them at home, especially if you're single, and because it's kind of a mess with the deep fat fryer. But anyway, I just would like to thank them for plunging in and getting that little food truck and starting something different there.
Mm-hmm.
The third thing I wanted to bring up was the paddle battle is tomorrow. And even if you don't participate, come on out and see the winners come in or the people come in that have completed the route. It's, to me, the last person in is the hero because they slogged it out no matter what.
And do they get a special award?
Well, I don't know. They used to get the Caboose Award before it got really big.
Right.
And it was really, you know, that was kind of fun because I always made that. But I don't know what they do now. I think they're just happy that people make it and they don't have to go rescue them.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all I wanted to say, and to have a good weekend.
You too.
And you did. You said earlier that you wanted to remind folks to come in and early vote if they can, right?
Oh,
oh, I forgot. Yeah, my job. Yeah, voting going on. It's going on for the next week and a half at the police conference room in the downstairs area of City Hall. And come see me. I'm there from 11 to 4. It's early voting. It's not ranked choice voting. It's filling out an affidavit, filling out a ballot, and you're on your way with a piece of candy with my thanks.
Yes.
Yeah, 11. All right,
already great. Done that.
Perfect.
Yeah. If you need to have a sample ballot to kind of mull over before, we do have a few left, and that you're welcome to come and get one and come back when you're ready to vote. I'm there.
All right. Great. Thanks,
Sally.
Thank you.
Reminding me what I'm doing today. Yeah,
no worries. Happy to help.
Talk to you guys forever. Thank you.
Right, bye-bye.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, and that paddle battle is Saturday from 9 to 1. All ages and abilities are welcome to participate. Non-competitive event with kayaks, canoes, paddle boards, and bikes. Paddlers start at 9:30. Peddlers start at 11 a.m. in Scow Bay and finish at Sandy Beach Park. Participants and sponsors can enter to win. Prizes include Alaska Airlines tickets, a Trex bike, and a dry bag backpack. You can contact Julie Walker for more info at 772-5552 or go to pmcak.org. And funds raised support continuing education for staff and also some scholarships. So fantastic.
Yeah.
Very good. All right, we have a couple more callers on the line. Next, we're going to line three. Caller on line three, you're on Tradio. Good morning.
Okay, I think I'm line three.
You are.
This is Gary.
Hey, Gary.
I just recently, well, over the last couple years, I got rid of all of my firearms, and I had quite a few.
Mm-hmm.
And consequently, I have quite a bit of ammunition. A lot of it, most of it is still in the new boxes, and I'm going to get rid of all of it, and I'm just going to give several of the different calibers that I have for those who may be interested, and they can call me, and I can give them directions on how to get here and. So one of the calibers is the 4570, like 4570 rifle. Also, they use them in some large handguns, 325 grain bullets, and I also have 44 Magnum, like 44 Remington Magnum bullets, and a lot of 22 long rifle bullets. They're in like 500 round boxes, and the boxes and the bullets are in good shape. Been in a dry environment all their life, and there's no corrosion or anything like that. And I also have a few hand die sets, for one for 44 Magnum, one for 4570, and one for 357 or 38. 357 Magnum or for 38, and they're in good shape, and they're hand dies. They're everything you need to do it by hand. They're not like using a complete reloading outfit, but you can reload your bullets with these. So I have actually four different sets, one for 44 Magnum, 4570, 357, 38, and then there's a couple of others that I'm not sure what they were for. But anyway, if anybody's interested, give me a call, and my number is 907-5... That's your phone number.
Don't do that.
My phone number is 650-7975. That's 650-7975. So if you're interested and want to come and look at the spread and possibly purchase some of these, and the price will be a whole lot less than what you're paying here in town, I can guarantee you that. So just give me a call, and I'll give you directions.
Okay.
Sounds great. Thanks, Gary.
Okay, thank you.
All right. And we have had a caller patiently waiting for several minutes on line four, so we're going to go to line four. Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Good morning. This is Marilee.
Hi, Marilee.
Hi. I have I'm down to one cat, and he does not like canned cat food, so I've got a lot of canned cat food to get rid of.
Okay.
I've got the Friskies Salmon Dinner, just those short cans. I've got 108 cans of them, and I would like $50 for the lot. Now, those are over a dollar a piece downtown, so that's a pretty good price.
How many did you say you had?
108.
Oh, okay.
four cases plus.
Gotcha.
So that's a lot of cans. And the neighborhood cat that I'm feeding right now that thinks he belongs to me except when I want to touch him, doesn't eat it. He just goes with the kibble. So I'd like to have somebody using that rather than just...
Yeah,
sure.
And so your number?
My number is 772-3136.
3136. Okay, got it.
And you said $50 for the lot. Was that right?
$50 for the lot. 108 cans. You're not going to get that downtown either.
All right. Great. Thanks, Marilyn. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
All right. Have a good one. And we do have one more caller on the line. Before we go to that caller real quick, though, I want to say... We have someone joining us in the studio who I want to introduce to folks. If she hasn't been introduced before, Rebel. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
Yeah. So Rebel McGrath you've probably heard her you heard her yesterday morning on Rising Tide a little bit, and you've heard her voice on the 5 p.m. Break here a couple of days in a row, and she's been joining us as kind of an admin assistant and then also board operator for meetings and things like that. So we're glad to have you.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Anything you would like to share with the folks who maybe didn't know you were with us now?
I don't know what there is to share, but I'm happy to be here, and this is such an amazing place to get a work and hang out around. Everyone's really nice, and that's all I have to say, I guess.
Okay. Well, good. I just wanted to take a minute and have you introduce yourself to everybody.
Yeah, thank you.
So, thank you. All right, great. We do have, as I said, another caller on line one. Good morning. You're on Trade Radio.
Good morning. I have a 7-foot... beige couch for sale, $200.
That was $300.
$200.
$200.
Oh, $200. Okay. I heard $300 too. So. Okay.
Great.
And your number?
Yeah.
518-4220.
4220. Okay. Got it.
Great.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you very much. All right, and if you would like to call in with something to buy, sell, or trade, or if you want to let us know about events that are happening, the number is 907-772-3808, 531-8049 as well. And I'll give people another opportunity, a few minutes to call in here. Do we want to take a look at what we've had so far, or do you want to...
Yeah, let's see.
Other things to announce.
Yeah, we can do start the rundown. That always encourages people to call. Joyce called from Sons of Norway. It's bingo night tonight, and she wanted to let everybody know that after a long discussion, they are going to continue snacks and providing those. And actually, they're looking for volunteers to be able to provide those snacks every week. And so if you are interested... go play bingo tonight and let them know.
Right.
Anyway, bingo. The doors open at 5:30. Bingo starts at 6:30. Tonight's snack is apple butter meatballs and rice. It looks like there is a fee for water and soda, but popcorn and coffee are free. Oh, candy also. I knew there was a third thing. Candy also free.
Sweets.
Yes. Sally called. She had just a few things to pass along. Thought the street lights were beautiful, the new street lights that are being put up. Also wanted to thank Coastal Bear for putting beer bits back on the menu. Remind people about the paddle battle tomorrow and come help celebrate participants, even if you are not participating. You can go to Sandy Beach and welcome them in. Also, a reminder that early voting is now happening downstairs at the City Hall from 11 to 4 weekdays, and it should go through the 17th.
Correct.
Because election is on the 18th. Gary called. He has a lot of ammunition for sale. They're new in the boxes. They've been treated well, so there's no corrosion. He also has hand die sets. I don't think I'll go into all the different calibers because it was quite a long list. And you should just contact Gary for more information at 907-650-7975.
Yeah, and if maybe you bought one of his guns, maybe you can pick up the ammo now for it, too.
I know. That's what I was thinking. It's like,
should have been a package deal.
Yes, should have been a package deal. Marilee called. She has a finicky cat who will not eat the Frisky's salmon dinner, and she's got 108 cans of it. She's asking $50 for all 108 cans. If you have a cat that might appreciate that, call 907-772-3136. And for sale, a 7-foot beige couch, asking $200 for that. Contact 907-518-4220.
Great. And look at a couple other things here quickly coming up this weekend. On Sunday the 9th, starting at 10 a.m. and ending sometime in the afternoon, there is a bike park work day. And if you would like to help with that, you can show up to the corner of Haugen and Sandy Beach Road to help with the bike park. And Alaska Department of Fish and Game reminding folks that residents to store garbage securely to prevent attracting bears in the neighborhood. Yeah, it's bear season. It's deer season, too. I almost got really too close to a deer because I wasn't paying attention when I was walking yesterday. I like, almost ran right into it. And it's like, So,
yeah. I found that the secret, if you don't look at the deer, then they just kind of ignore you also. But if you look at it, then there's a problem.
Right. No eye contact.
No eye contact, and you can just walk right by.
Okay, good to know. Well, yeah, I looked up from, walking and watching a video on my phone, looked up, I'm like, oh. Like, and then I was like, okay, are there any babies nearby? That was the second I'm like, please, I don't want to be too close, and there's a baby, and get, like, attacked, headbutted or something.
Yeah.
So, good to know. I'll pay better attention. So. Thank you. All right. Great. Well.
Quiet.
Yes. Anything you wanted to add before we wrap up?
Yeah, I guess I will plug the Rainforest Festival that's coming up in September. And the reason I want to plug it now is because we have an art show that's associated with the Rainforest Festival. It's Annabelle Baker Memorial Art Show. And this year's theme is crossing. And so if you are an artist out there, the show will actually start on the 12th. That will be the reception, September 12th. So we want the art to be in by Wednesday, September 10th at 5 p.m. You can do up to 3 types of whatever your media is, and all mediums are welcome. But just think about that, and we hope to have a lot of local artists participate.
Okay. Crossing. Is that open to interpretation?
It's open to interpretation. The reason we chose that is we are having a guest speaker who is talking about how animal populations vary between islands and what's happening is that, okay, suddenly there are brown bears where they're not brown bears before,
right,
or et cetera. So she's going to be talking about how those migrations happen.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
So, yeah.
Very great. All right. Turn in your art for the festival. Great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I think with that, we'll call it good, and we're going to go ahead and head back into Rising Tide music here momentarily. Thank you, everyone who called in this morning, and thank you for tuning in and listening to Tradio. Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is supported by Island Refrigeration and Alaska Commercial Electronics, offering sales, installation, and service for marine refrigeration, marine electronics, and more. ACE, 907-772-3310, and the shop at 908 South Nordic Drive.
also with support from Apex Refrigeration and Heating, available for industrial, commercial, and residential refrigeration and heating needs at 907-650-7615.
And support for Tradio comes from Tongass Federal Credit Union with the Build and Save Match Savings Program, helping low-income residents in Southeast Alaska save for a home of their own. Applications are open now. More information at tongassfcu.com/buildandsave or 907-228-8676.